So, spider bite update that I know everybody wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I am recovering.
Oh, thank God.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got really gross.
No powers?
No, no powers. I tried to jump over my house, but I just smashed into my porch.
Hey, wait, I've done that before.
You know, you don't know until you try.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Should have started smaller. but so it turns out I got a bacterial infection, a MRSA infection from the spider bite. So it wasn't actually like a brown recluse or a black widow, because those symptoms just never appeared. It just got big and red and inflamed and gross, and there's like four giant bumps along my vein going up my arm that are now like mostly receded because I got antibiotics. But yeah, that was a miserable 2 weeks of my life. And recovering from MRSA is awful because the antibiotics they gave me were just like these super powerful, super broad, kill everything antibiotics.
Oh yeah.
And so I basically had like food poisoning symptoms for a week.
God.
Yeah, it was the absolute worst. Monday night, starting at like 1 o'clock. In the morning, I just puked my guts out and then just laid in bed, clammy and in pain. And I didn't sleep the entire night. I took like 2 naps the next day, but like I basically just didn't get out of bed for 24 hours.
God. Dang. I mean, you needed it because when we were at our Halloween party and I walked up, I was like, dude, let me see your arm. Yeah, and you were like, yeah, you were like, oh, fine. And as he's taking off his hoodie, guys, he's like wincing from the pain of like having to take it out of the sleeve. Like, I was like, oh, shit, I feel bad. Never mind. You don't have to do that.
Yep. Just shake going, yes, take it off.
Take it out. Take it out, Kelly. I like that you're in pain.
I need to get a sample.
I'm happy I was like really on top of it. So the first time I went to urgent care, I got antibiotics, but they weren't actually curing the infection. They just kind of like helped with the fever. So that's why they suspect. That's when I went back, because I went back before the weekend, because I was like, hey, these antibiotics aren't working. So they looked at it, and they gave me the stronger antibiotics. They're like, this is something worse. So the second one took care of it, because it killed all the bacteria in my stomach, too. I didn't eat all week, which was pretty fun. I had a couple of apples. I could eat, like, apples and bagels with butter. That's the only thing I could eat.
Oh, my God. Lord, like,
what else do you need?
So just like, I was thinking to myself, hey, Kelly's looking rather thin recently. Yeah, was it the week of not eating?
Yeah, was it
the
week of not feeling lean
and pooping a lot? So,
So basically, it's amazing how much weight you lose when you're sick. Because I've done the same thing. I don't remember what I was sick with, but like there was one point I was like, holy shit, I'm down 10 pounds. What the fuck happened?
Got Jesus, no water left and I haven't been eating.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah. Oh man!
Well, yeah,
we are so glad that you are feeling better.
Yes, thank God.
Oh,
yeah. So got me thinking about feeling good again, you know. And I'm ready to get back into my routines. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about what was making us all feel old, bringing it down, talking about our creaks and moans and our weird old habits. So now I want to know, what makes you feel young and rejuvenated? What are you doing to keep yourself from just fading into obscurity?
Okay.
Hold on. when you prompted us with what makes you feel young, there's a difference between like feeling young and fading into obscurity. Which is a Cal, pick a lane.
I mean, if you were young, you would be looking at us as fading into obscurity. So,
because my original answer was, I was going to say playing on the playgrounds with my kids. Is that is like I'm like going down the slides. I'm doing the monkey bars, but I still feel like I'm fading into obscurity.
You got to do better, Tim. The kids ain't getting it, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going back to the gym. That'll be good. I'm trying to get muscle ups this year. think I've said that before. I probably said it at the beginning of last year too, but it didn't work out because I wasn't doing certain things right. So this year, it's going to be my muscle up year. Got some paddle boards, go out and I just go out on the water and relax and find some nice calm out there. What was I doing? You know, I think I've talked about I do my skincare, keep my face looking good.
Fight off the wrinkles. You're just mentioning old guy stuff.
it's old guy stuff to keep me young, though. could just be pounding Miller Lights and, you know, sucking back some cigars. That's old guy stuff too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You have yet to mention we're going to like some Halloween party or something, you know? Like that's
Rebecca and I did get like a sexy Halloween costume, but then we spent most of Halloween sick and in the hospital. So we were like, well, right. Yeah. Better luck next year.
Don't worry, you'll be hotter and sexier next year, so you'll fit even better into that sexy Halloween costume.
I will be. See? What about you guys?
I don't know if you guys know this about me or not, but I am a...
Are we talking about the party you didn't invite me to, Jed? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh my gosh. Are we going to talk about this right now?
His party.
I went. I did.
What? There's only Jake.
This makes you feel young, guys. It's like high school clicks all over.
Suck it. Suck it, the rest of you. I went.
I did a very poor job at sending out the invites. And when I realized, by the time I realized what had happened, Kelly had MRSA, and Timmy, I knew you were way too far away. Mark, I really have a good excuse for Mark.
Oh, no. It's fine. I was already at, like, several other things.
So, this was such a turn to just crucify Jen.
She's not expecting this.
Yeah, I threw this great Halloween party, but none of my friends showed up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But yes, next year, everyone. Gosh. It's so funny because I invite you guys all every year. And every time it's like, no, we have this one we do as a family that's very traditional. And it's always it's the same day. And we always play it for the exact same day.
Yeah.
And then the one year, you guys could have all made it, I think. I forgot to invite you. I feel terrible. So. I've completely lost track of what I was going to talk about, so...
don't worry, Jed. I was busy feeling youthful and getting the kid viruses, so I wanted to come.
You were saying you might not know this about me, so what don't we know about you?
Yes, I... It all went wrong from there. I am a connoisseur of the bounce house. I love a bounce house, and I will rarely go to a party with kids that I don't get in the bounce house. It's just one of my favorite things. It keeps the soul young. Usually some kids try to attack you get to throw them around like you're Broly from Dragon Ball
Z. Hell yeah.
It's just a great time. And you know, it's just, I love a bounce house. I will go in there when no one's in there and just lay in there and just listen to the motor run. It's got a nostalgic smell to it because it's aging leather that's been soaked in water thousands and thousands of times.
Uh-huh. Do you do the thing where you like when you lay down and you just feel the vibrations? Do you just hear the voice? It's like, this is what it's like. What it's like to chew 5 gum?
Yes, exactly. Yes, being in a bounce house is 100% what it's like to chew 5 gum.
Being in a bounce house when there's no children around, that's fun because like you just lay in there.
Yeah.
I don't know which birthday party it was, but you and I, Kel, just like hung out in the bounce house when all the kids were done.
Excellent choice.
Yep.
It's the best place to be.
Yeah, that was awesome. Wasn't Hannah getting wrecked in there too?
What? Oh, with all the kids and stuff?
No. I think it was like it was a McCoy birthday party. There was a bounce house, and then it was like you, me, you, Jake, me, Hannah. And I think we were just bouncing, and Hannah just lost her footing, and she was just getting tossed she around. She just
couldn't regain her footing, probably. Yeah, probably.
I always like when I'm in the bounce houses with Una, and she's so small, and she just gets bounced around so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she takes off personally.
Medley begs to like get in there with me, and then I you know the game Popcorn where you ball up, yes. And then but I like don't let her get up afterwards, so I just like keep bouncing her like 5 feet in the air. She's like, stop.
It's like, how far can I take this before they start crying?
Right.
Like, okay, don't want to inflict trauma for it.
Right.
When you guys are playing online games, do you guys ever get in voice chat with like kids? Do you guys do any of that?
Oh, yeah.
I got a few in my Discord.
Oh, yeah? Do you shit on the little kids that are playing fucking Halo or whatever?
They're not kids. They're more teenagers. I'm, you know, more like...
They're kids.
They're children.
Yeah. They're kids to us. Yeah.
There's like, a few of them.
What do the kids say on Halo these days? I mean, when I was in high school playing fucking Call of Duty and Halo. It was pretty rough.
I mean, you definitely can't talk about what the early 2000s were like online. None of us can talk about this.
People should be pressed with charges from the shit that I heard.
Yeah.
It's but still nowadays... You just not understand anything.
I mean, I get the memes. I get the 6-7, I don't know, whatever other dumb things I've said recently. What was it before that? Skibidi Toilet?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of memeing that goes on. You know what the big one I've really enjoyed is, you know, both of these jokes, if you guys are familiar with the Greek art of both of these. Are you familiar with these, with this, Tim?
They're making the rounds again.
Both of these nuts, yeah.
Gotcha. Yes. Yes. Okay.
I thought I was gonna get him for a second. I was involved with it. A lot of those jokes going around. That's our favorite.
We're all wizened old men. We've gotten that one before.
Well, you got the Segundi. You got the Segundis and the Ligma and the.
You know. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the NFL just came out with like a 6-7, like commercial. So my guess is 6-7 is dead.
That's a dead meme right there.
Me and Aaron chose our costumes specifically to be 6-7 because we are trying to kill the meme by being old people doing it. So
nice.
We are actively working to kill it now. It has to die.
I will tell you next week if the youth group has just stopped talking about it.
I hope so. That'd be great.
Yeah, it's all my kids' friends all say all the time. I went to like parent teacher conferences, and they made like Halloween monsters, and they were all up on the wall, and like 2/3 of them had 6-7 on it.
Oh. We played Jackbox with like 4 or 5 of Peyton's like middle school friends. Are you guys familiar with Jackbox?
And
we played Quiplash, and 90% of the answers were poop 6-7.
It doesn't help. It's fucking funny every time.
Wait, what's Jackbox?
It's a party game app you can get on your TV, and you play the game with your phone in a group around the TV, and there's particular games will allow you to type in something, and all the kids were just typing. Oh, they were all just typing in poop 6-7 41, all that nonsense.
Amazing.
Yeah, some of them, like, can't you like vote on who wins sometimes? But you don't know who submits certain things, so you're just like, oh shit, that was them. Like,
Oh, that was I mean, that was the funnest part. We did the there's another one where you make the game. The game idea is to make a T-shirt, so people draw some art for the T-shirt, and then other people put the slogan for the T-shirt, and then somebody has to combine them all together into a shirt. And I think the winner was fart poop 6-7 with a turd. You know, it was like, you guys are way too obsessed with poop right now.
It makes me laugh every time. It's why I can't be mad at it. It's dumb humor, and it always gets me.
One of my kids hopped on the poop jokes real quick, mm-hmm. and it is so hard not to laugh.
I
just try to talk about it like a, oh no, this isn't biologically possible, because Arrow just like staring daggers at my soul, being like, you did this.
I know it was you.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't make poop jokes. And they're like poop, that's so silly. and then laugh, like crack themselves up.
Yeah, of course.
God, could you really not have your kids get into poop jokes? Like, that's a lot of discipline. That's impossible.
Can't. There's a Victor. Yeah. I hear there's a Victorian family who did it.
I'm pretty sure it's just ingrained.
It is.
It really is just ingrained in pretty much every generation.
Yeah, I feel like
it's biological.
Yeah, like, it goes all the way back to
not possible. Yeah, right.
Goes all the way back to the monkey brain when we were throwing poop at each other.
That must be what it was.
It's evolutionary.
Well, speaking of throwing poop, this little halfling child quickly throws some poop at you.
I completely forgot about the child.
I throw Corbinian in front of it.
She does not throw poop at you, but
okay.
She does introduce herself. She says, "I'm Lacera." And that's where we left off. You guys slept through the night, rested, rejuvenated. You slept through the day. It's like,
yeah,
what is it? It's like 2 o'clock right now.
I was gonna say like noon or two. Yeah,
yeah, it's like noon. Jeez, or, yeah. It's like 2 o'clock. You guys all slept in that room, huddled around, praying that nothing would crash through the windows. And you did. You slept the whole way through, all of you, rested, rejuvenated. But you were awoken to some rattling and pitter-patter through the kitchen. And as you took forever to investigate the door, like, literally, like, it must have been almost
scary
like
door.
10 minutes of just deliberating opening the door.
So nervous!
I'm sorry for having self-preservation, huh?
It just attacked by zombies.
I got the shit kicked out of me. Think I'm gonna open up a door?
As you gathered your courage to open the door into the room, you saw a little figure scuttle out, chase them out into the front of Warland's yard, peek around the corner, and you saw a tattered halfling girl.
She's the necromancer. Get her!
No! Hey, Lacera. Hey, so I introduced us all last time. It was just like, So I imagine you've had a rough time here. We do have some rations if you need food. Do you want to just like sit and just kind of like tell us what's been going on? And I kind of like invite her in. Maybe not. Well, actually, there's a lot of bodies.
I was about to say what was it? It's
probably like starting to smell pretty bad in the Moorlands yard. Yeah.
Or perhaps we could come to wherever you are, where there aren't hundreds of bodies.
Yeah.
She doesn't immediately answer you. She's like clutching at her clothes, and like shivering, and she's like looking off to the side to see, like, she's like looking around to see if she can escape. She clearly doesn't trust you. Excuse me. No. You're one of them. You're one of them. And she just like starts to back away from you, like slowly muttering, like, "No, you're one of them."
Look, we're living. We're all very much alive. Look, you can if you want, you can have this. We found it. It actually might help you protect yourself. And I take out the that Dawnlight, which was the shining symbol of Sarenrae. Depicts the goddess with her arms held wide in the center. Oh, it was the candle that had it, right? Was it a candle?
I think it's like a old
small golden statue of Sarenrae.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was a statue. Oh, it shines as bright as a candle.
Yeah, doesn't it have a vial of like holy water or something in it that glows?
Yeah, yeah. And so it was a once per day to cast. The Dawnlight can cast a first rank Vitality Lash or Light once per day for each spell. So he puts that down. So obviously he's showing that like he's touching it even with his hand to show it's not like burning him. And so he's just like, look, you can have this. It seems like you might need it. If you get into a bad situation. But look, if that helps you, you're more than welcome to have it. And he just kind of like puts it down and like takes a step back.
She looks at it. She looks to you. Makes eye contact with each of you. And.
I think I'd like to say I was like, we have a contact that we're looking for someone here. I have a note. Who are we looking for? It's that one.
Jokra.
Jokra, yes, yeah. Locate Jokra. We're like, We were sent by Agrit, looking for Jakra.
Jakra.
Do you know Jakra?
Jakra was taken days ago. They were all taken.
Taken, you
say? They were all taken. The zombies, they drag you away. They take you to their pits.
Graveyard.
Oh.
Yeah, most likely.
So that's why we haven't been seeing bodies or anything like that, right. Is because they don't just eat you. They drag you somewhere.
I wonder
if brought back.
Right.
Right.
I wonder if those holes in the floors of all of the houses. We were always thinking they were digging them up, but maybe once they kill them, they drag them somewhere.
I feel like
around or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
You all are really, really alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and he pats Corbinian on the shoulder. He's like, well, thanks to this guy mostly. He's a real nice guy, is what he is.
I'm a cleric of Phrasma, the Lady of Graves. She lets me know who is willed to live and who is willing to die.
You shouldn't stay here. You should go. We should all go. They'll come back. More will come.
No, you're right, but hey, look, we're powerful, okay? We're adventurers, okay? We can handle this kind of stuff, okay? It got a little dicey there, but we can handle it, okay? We can even protect you.
We need to know where the source is so we can cut it off before it keeps growing. Do you know where the source is?
Last night, they came from the manor. I saw them. I saw them crossing down to here. That's where they were coming from. I saw him. I saw the old merchant. But it didn't make any sense. He was dead weeks ago. Months ago. But he was talking to them. Talking to the creatures. It doesn't make sense. Harlow, we had a funeral for him. Long before this all happened.
Okay, so do we know about this merchant? Did we like read it somewhere that there was like some traveler that came in or something like that? That's vaguely familiar.
I don't remember the merchant, but I remember that we explored the manor already.
Yeah, that's
confusing. We found like some cookbooks, I think, for some of the businesses in town or something.
The deeds.
The deeds. Yeah. That's right. And the deeds. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because there was that whole thing that the disguise kit and all that, mm-hmm. and it just seemed like there was a lot more shifty stuff going on in the background.
Yeah. But I don't think we knew that he was dead.
Yeah, no. Plus, didn't we investigate the manor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, empty. Was there a spot that we didn't look at for some reason?
Yeah, but is there a basement we didn't know about?
Maybe. I thought we explored the whole thing.
Do you know if the manor has a basement?
We even checked the servants' quarters outside, I remember.
Yeah, I do remember that too, yeah.
We were just at the manor the other day.
Maybe we need to go back and take a look, see if something's changed.
As you guys, like, walk over, I mean, you're around, you're, all around the yard is just, the Whirling Yard is a mess of tracks and disturbed earth from being surrounded by zombies. But right. As you look up the road, you see pretty... I failed to note, the rain has begun to fade. It has stopped to like a slow drizzle at this point, and you're starting to see sun crack through the clouds here and there. And you guys can immediately notice that there is a large swath of tracks heading up the road and through the buildings to the north towards the manor, where it appeared a lot of the source of the zombies were coming from.
That's crazy.
Several hordes that came through here, and like all the disturbed mud is coming from that direction.
And like that, the same spot we explored, right? Okay.
Wild. Okay.
Do you know if the building holds any secrets? We saw the first level, the second, is there a basement or something? Do you know?
I don't know. I just saw them coming from there. I saw Harlowcrat giving them orders. But it still doesn't make sense that he's there.
Is there any details in what she gave me that I could, like, I mean, giving zombies orders is pretty specific. Could I roll knowledge on that to, like, help identify what the hell's going on with that guy?
Probably ask her more information.
Okay. So I'll just be like, giving orders. Is he like giving them specific directions or like? And I'm just gonna dig for more details from her in that way.
I didn't get too close, but yes, he was pointing. He was had them huddled around before, and he was pointing towards where you all were. And he sent them, and then he disappeared somewhere over by the manor.
Gotcha. This is great. Thank you so much. You've been so brave to try to make contact with us. I hope we didn't scare you too bad.
I thought you were dead. I was just going through the remains to look for supplies.
Sure. There are supplies in here. And then I can look at the piles of bodies. Maybe we could just give you stuff instead of having you look through all that. Does she need anything specific? Like, does she just need rations? Because I can just give her Snickers bar.
Yeah, she's hungry.
Okay.
How were you able to get down into the valley? The last I tried to escape the road, was it? I couldn't get through. It was too treacherous for me. With all the rains.
We had some slips and falls ourselves, some bumps and bruises. It wasn't easy, but we made our way down here. I think it's much easier to go down than it is to go up, but with the rains seeming to stop, I think it might be easier to head back up the trail. I don't know if that's a journey that you want to take right now, but the option's there.
We should go. We should leave. Maybe we could get out.
Leave.
We could get out with your help.
We cannot. Why? We have to stop this infection.
You're mad. You're mad. You can't stop this. They never stop coming. There's always more.
The lady commands that we carry out her work. This is a disgrace to what she stands for. The cycle of life must be completed. It's being disrupted. Don't you know the forge of creation is being deprived of the necessary energies to keep it going? We can't. We have no choice. You can join us. You can stay here. You can head up the road. But our mission stays the same.
She just, like, kind of slumps and, like, looks down at the ground. She goes, she's like,
then you'll all die, and I'll be trapped here. It is what it is.
She, like, snatches the food from Edmund. She just looks back at you guys and just goes,
good luck. I'll never see you again. You're very brave.
Also, there is a nice cat in there. I think your two would get along.
Yeah, maybe the cat can be a lookout for you. You know, when you're alone.
He does hate the zombies.
She picks up Ogryn. And she goes to walk away unless you stop her. She doesn't want to hang out with you guys. You're going after zombies. Go ahead.
You guys aren't cool. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I mean, if we're literally looking for trouble, I don't blame her at all.
Oh, yeah.
So,
is there anything else we should know about this town before we go traipsing back up to the manor? Is it worth going to the buildings to the west, to the graveyard, even?
I don't know why you'd go to the graveyard. I never go up there. Not with zombies about. It feels like looking for trouble, but I will say I never seen them come from down there, from up there. They're always coming from the holes in the ground, coming from the buildings, coming from all over. But I never down the hill from the graveyard.
right. When I was, I kind of scoped that out. I didn't see anything, but I still want to go look to see if there's any details as to what might have been done there. Maybe there's some markings on the ground from a ritual or something like that, but she's right. I didn't see anything happening up there.
Let's go back to the manor and find out what we missed.
Yes, there might be some sort of hidden basement, something. These tunnels perhaps all lead to that basement. Mm. Or at least did before, though. Because all the tunnels are, like, collapsed, right? But pretty much every time
all the ones that you found, all the ones that you found were collapsed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. but what I'm thinking, I mean, like, imagine that, like, from that basement, if there is a basement in the manor, and you just have tunnels going all throughout the place. I mean, God.
Yeah.
They didn't stand a chance.
Two things. Edward goes, all right, well, I gotta study, so I'm gonna do that outside of Warland's yard, where it doesn't smell. And also, we need to go find some magic items, because I picked up a little bit, and he kind of taps his nose, referencing the house that he walked by with his detect magic, and he felt his pings.
Right.
You also have to repair shields.
Yep. All
right, cast mending on Half Yarn shield.
All right, I'll start working on Corbinian's buckler that got damaged as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, we will unfortunately need both shields.
Yeah.
Just for the AC bonus is enough to like give it one HP worth, you know? So, okay. Then, alright, so I will cast that, or after I spend my time studying, I will cast that. I guess, you know what? Do you guys think... Here's the thing. I could use my drain bonded item to get another thing amending, but that would be my only... That would be my only refill of a spell.
I think that Half Yard is capable of.
Okay, just repair it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like 10 points if I'm successful every 10 minutes. So, I mean, even if we took an hour, I should be able to get everything repaired, I think.
So, in that case, then, what that means is that I will have a way to drain my bonded item to get a spell slot back, and I can use that on Blur for one of you guys. I could use that on Bone Spray.
Right. I'll prefer it being more useful than mending, at least.
Yeah, I know that, but I was just thinking, like, if it's not a guarantee that you can repair the shield, then I could you know, use mend, but... okay.
Also, Kelly, does anything happen with Corbinian? How's he feeling today, now that we're firmly into today?
Fine.
Whoa. Didn't ever get sick. Cool.
The onset is 3 days, I guess.
That's how the adventure ends. Yay, we succeeded, and it's Corbinian scratching his arm.
Right.
Tim looked at me like I just spelled his death. It's like, come on, man.
I love how I just have this, you know, second level spell slot for Cleanse Affliction. That shit could be kind of worthless, but, you know, cool.
Should have rolled
question. Question. Wait. Question, Kel.
Yeah.
For the repair, I need to get a DC determined by the GM for the shields. I thought there'd be a system in place for
what's your crafting? All right, I have a decent.
Okay, let me roll a couple times here. So my crafting is 9. So that's 18 on the first one.
Yep, success.
All right, your Rondosh is back up to full then, I believe. Go ahead, let me double check. Make sure I have the right. Yeah, that should get you. Oh, need one more. 17.
Another success.
All right. That's like up in the 20s.
20 would be critical success.
Okay, yeah, over 20 for that one. 23, yep. And then that should get me... Let me make sure my other shield has enough hit points now. We should be good. Yep, should be all set. All right, everybody's shields are back up to full after
How many rolls did I do there? 4? So 40 minutes.
Yeah, if anyone needs any first aid, I know I spent like a 10 minute on myself. I was down 6 points for some reason, so I can work on people to get people full.
Yeah, I'm down 5 hit points, okay. So this should be pretty quick.
Yep, I got you. You're up.
Cool. Thank you, brother. All right, if I'm studied up and you guys are good, then I would like to go to that one house kill.
Okay. Go to the house.
Magic house.
Magic house.
Oh, there's a bounce house in the back. Weird.
We all jump in
and our combined weight blow it out.
Corbidian's just like beep, 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 beep.
Guys, stop
like a Super Smash character when they're in like the box. they get launched.
Zelda's Hyrule Castle down.
Yep.
Oh yep.
Alright, you find another modest looking house similar to all the others. However, when you go inside, there are clear signs of struggle. Furniture strewn about. There's a hole in the floor that has been collapsed. There is a bookcase, and there are a number of magic-y looking books on them. You also see a couple of bird perches with droppings.
Oh, yeah. This is the place.
And a few raven feathers.
Yep.
This is Jokra's house.
Yep, we found Jokra's dwelling. Yep. Means the book we're looking for is here.
Hopefully, but if whoever this guy is commanding the zombies knows anything, then he probably took the most important thing, which would probably be that.
You know, Agrit did seem to insinuate that the book would not be useful in other people's hands. I was quite paranoid about it, and she assuaged my fears. So if this book is not here, Agrit will get a mouthful from me and her parents later.
But do you know her mom and dad?
Yes, that's how I know Agrit.
Oh.
Yes. Wait. I was helping out with an undead problem in the Five Kings Mountains where her parents reside, and they sent me over to her. Said that she needed help.
Right. So Agrit's she's a grown woman, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, that's all.
Well, there's this whole, inferiority complex that her parents have kind of enforced on her. I didn't know that going into it. I learned that later, that her parents think that she's completely incapable of taking care of herself.
Ah, gotcha.
And so I show up to her doorstep, and she's an accomplished wizard. I don't know if you remember episode 1, but it was very awkward. But by golly, I'm going to wield all of my social influence so that she'll get an earful from all sides if the book is gone. Mark my words.
Hey, speaking of Gravidian, hey, speaking of social stuff, hey, when I introduced you as a nice guy, why the fuck did you act like that?
Why did you introduce me as a nice guy?
Because I thought you would do a yes and, man.
Have you met him?
I gotta teach you like trade stuff. You gotta play ball. All right, let's go in here.
It's not trade stuff. I need to teach you some networking strategies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Networking strategies. We gotta synergize.
Look, fucking synergy, man.
This has been the weirdest in character conversation I've ever heard in my life. This is surreal.
All right, we go in.
All right, you go in.
We go in.
This arcane library has a number of books on arcane theory, potion making, arcane history. It would take a while to go through it all, but you'd figure it'd fetch about 100 gold worth of good books here.
Ooh.
You don't find a spell book matching the description of the spell book you were looking for.
Dang.
Yep.
However, when you push over one of the table that's been knocked over, you find a ripped piece of parchment. and on it,
oh,
it has it, the end of the end of a sentence, and then the next sentence is, "Do not come for me or to this town."
Wasn't the letter that was sent?
The letter that was sent to
was ripped.
Yes.
Yeah.
To Agrit was ripped.
I was going to say, this is the letter that did not get sent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit late for that. We're already here.
Yep. Gotta leave, guys.
We're told to leave. We're
told to leave.
In all fairness, she was telling Agrit not to come, not us.
Oh, we have a pass, you're right.
Ah, bureaucratic. I like it.
loopholes. When I do detect magic, what pings, or where are the pings that I felt the last time?
It's a lot of trace magic. It's nothing fun, sorry, but it's like potion making ingredients and like magical resonance from like material components.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, just like the leftover lingering magic from like reagents and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, so just more evidence that this is clearly her. Is there anything useful here? Can we like roll perception to see if there's like something, you know, anything we could use for this fight with whoever the hell this guy is commanding zombies? Just like if there's anything else here that we could take with us.
Let's see. Find like a spell book. It's a pretty basic one, but it has all the standard cantrips in it. Okay. It also has hydraulic push. It also has charm, and it has thunder strike.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Any magical runes written in it? No.
Yeah. I don't have charm, so I could at least copy that at some point, but not important right now.
Time consuming
activity. I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So not right now, yeah. But hey, I'm like, oh, charm, cool. Okay. I will at least write that in then. All right. If there's nothing else here, then let's head on out. I did want to swing by the graveyard only to see if there's any details of what happened here.
Because you aggroed that mob, right?
I don't know because like I didn't see anything until I started walking back to you guys.
Yeah, and then something was behind you, but. I thought you, if I'm remembering, I thought there was like something you heard a noise, basically, and you're like, okay, I'm out of here. And then that's when you noticed the child as well.
No. So when I went up to the graveyard, I looked around and saw nothing. And then I said, all right, see ya. And then I just walked back because I remember jokingly said, if I did see something, I would run, but I only walked back. So that was like the difference. So I didn't see anything, but that it was. On my way back to where you guys were is when zombies came out of like nowhere.
Right.
So they didn't come from the graveyard because I didn't see anything there. But what Edmund is thinking and what I'm thinking is just that like if there is some sort of like I said ritual symbol on the ground or something like that, just some kind of indication of like that I might be able to like get some information from. That's really all I was looking for.
Man, I guess if we do like a quick cursory, because I'd prefer we get to the manor before the sun starts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Real quick, I have brought you to the cemetery. Immediately, you don't see or hear any movement. The day's pretty clear, and like I said, since the rain has stopped, your perception isn't as impaired anymore. If you guys walk around through here, you see a number of markers that I put all over the place in front of these headstones.
Yep.
Right. There are brown markers and there are green markers.
Yeah.
So the just zooming around with a bunch of
I know, I'm just watching that. I don't know how Kelly kept his cool through that, because that was obnoxious.
Did we do this to you, Jake? Is this just really annoying?
All the fucking time, dude.
You're just like, yep. Or the bug is just crawling across the screen. The brown squares indicate the ground has been sunken downward, and the green squares indicate that the grave has been dug up.
Hmm. Oh. Huh.
Yep. And
yep. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
That's it. I was going to ask. We knew that the merchant lord of the town was buried recently, as of 3 weeks, or died 3 weeks ago, or whatever, before the epidemic started.
Yeah, Lysera indicated that Carlo had died a while ago.
Yeah, gotcha. Are there any graves that are not dug up that are, like, freshly buried?
In describing the rest of the graveyard, there is a mausoleum to the north. There is a shrine or a church in the middle, and then all of the graves in the immediate front of the church where you guys are all look pretty common and relatively established and older. There does look to be one in the back near the shrine that looks suspicious. You guys investigate. Mm.
Is the church a church of Pharasm by chance? Does it have any Pharasmic markings?
It is Pharasm. This is the Lady Hill Shrine.
He finds a spot to kneel and, mumble a prayer to Pharasm before proceeding. May the dead stay buried. And may the alive find their purpose. And may I be aligned to guide them. So let's check out that spooky grave, the suspicious looking one in the back. It looks, you said, newer?
Yeah, it looks like a nicer grave.
Yeah. Merchant was like so rich.
Much luckier grave. However, this one, as you guys approach it, you realize why it's suspicious. This one is dug up, and the headstone reads, Harlow Cran, merchant and council member of Fiona's Faith, born 4678, died 4722. As you're looking around it, you see several studs of black candles positioned around the burial site.
Oh, boy.
Small leather pouch with a small black onyx gem inside.
Uh-huh.
Corbinian, you immediately recognize this as the components for the animate dead ritual.
Yeah.
And the gem looks like it. There's a couple of gems that were actually used here that look spent and just spent and crushed and cracked. And then there was one onyx gem that was remaining that didn't seem to be used. There's a coffin thrown back into the hole. It looks like the coffin was smashed open. Whomever was in it was taken out, and the coffin was just thrown back in.
Man, there's a lot of layers here. Someone brought him back, reanimated him, and now he commands the throng of zombies. But who reanimated him?
Now you guys can roll.
Why is he now commanding?
Now you guys can roll your arcane or your religion check.
Yeah, definitely religion.
Alright, you were rolling divorce last time, Kill. Do you still want to do
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
Yes, I do.
Oh man, I just rolled a nat 20 though.
That's not how we do things here, Tim.
Tim, I want to apologize.
What's your arcane?
mine is, my arcana is plus 11.
And Tim, what's your religion?
Yeah, so my religion's a 30. You don't even have to roll. It's
a
just 30
to your modifier. What a...
Yeah, that sounds Jeez. Right.
Yeah, just don't roll. I mean, it's kind of like if someone were rolling an at 20 and add 10 to it.
So, Edmund's sitting there, like, scratching his head about, like, what could this guy have been summoned into to command so much power? And Corbinian, you, so under your breath, immediately are like, they rose a zombie lord.
They rose a zombie lord. This is the same thing that happened in the Five Kings Mountains. We lost a lot of good men over the course of those days.
That's more interesting. On the zombie lord.
Zombie lord.
Corbinian, tell us. Tell us more.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, so zombie lords are created by necromancers for one purpose only. They put them in an area and they say, raise all the dead and just consume the area. They're a plague.
Jeez.
They're basically middle management, I guess.
They're they're
son of a bitch.
They are. They're middle management. They do the work of
fucking say less.
So what you can deduce here is that she has seen Harlow Krant commanding these zombies. So some necromancers came through, rose this fresh corpse to life, and then just set him on the town. Said go turn everybody into zombies, and then left. Or presumably.
Right.
They're like, you know, this is a tactic that the Whispering Tyrant's forces use to efficiently take over land. They don't have to actually stay and fight. They just have to infiltrate and set up someone, a zombie lord who can just raise a graveyard and then kill everybody.
Yeah. It's like setting a house on fire and walking away.
It's exactly what happened. This guy rose up in a graveyard, probably in the middle of the night, and then spent the entire time out here because nobody comes to the graveyard.
Right.
Exhuming these corpses and turning them all into zombies and then retreating underground.
Oh, wow. Probably threw that body in the water supply, too.
Oh,
to infect more people.
Yeah, burn down the Rastel's table, all that fun stuff.
So, like, pretty intelligent.
That was my question. Was that? Oh, so these things aren't just like programmed. Like, they actually have like a purpose, and they weigh options and stuff, and have tactics.
Yep, they have
interesting.
Intelligence.
Huh. Wow, that's fucked up. Okay. What do we need to fight these things for?
Power for Asma is all we need. As long as I can keep infusing your weapons with vitality of Phrasma, we should be able to succeed.
If we kill...
But be warned. The zombie lord. It's not something to be trifled with.
You know enough about zombie lords to know that they have the same zombie immunities to disease, paralyze, poison, unconscious. They're weak against positive and slashing, just like zombies, because they are zombies themselves. They're powerful spellcasters.
They don't bleed
as well.
Ooh, spellcasters. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, sorry. They don't what?
They are powerful spellcasters.
They're powerful spellcasters. Okay. Yep.
We need to get up in their face and disrupt their spellcasting. Are any of you proficient with interrupting the casting of a spell? Do you have those kinds of reactions?
Okay. Here's the thing. I have my grasping vine, and it has a range of 60 feet. If I can grab that little asshole and let you guys engage, I could at least make it so he can't get a spell off easily.
I could at least make it so, you can't cast a spell without a hit. I will bash his briny little thing down.
And I will take care of the horns that he summons. Once they get close enough, I can just stay in one place and keep blasting, but if you all can take out the zombie lord, and it'll be all over quick.
question is, I suppose there's a hidden area at that manor that we missed before.
Yeah. Let's go there and let's just keep a sharp eye out and see if we missed anything since yesterday. God, yeah, that was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
It's broad daylight too now.
Yeah.
Easier to
look. I can't believe we missed something though, you know?
I mean, it could have been on the outside, and since with the heavy rainfall, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, so we're, to the manor? We're tearing this place up. Looking, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Going to the manor, tearing this place up,
so
looking for a way to
go around.
Before
you go anywhere in the manor, it's pretty clear you can follow the horde of zombie tracks at this point.
Yeah. I was going to say, let's see where they go, so that way we don't just like walk into the house again, because that might
right. So you track back through town, you head back to Warland's yard, you start to pick up on the increasing number of zombie tracks heading north towards the manor. You follow the most fresh ones from the troops that came down and attacked you guys, and you get back up to the manor, and they don't lead into the manor. They don't lead into the servants' quarters. In fact, they lead behind the servants' quarters, into the yard, into the back. And as you get back there, there's a large hole that has been ripped open in the earth behind the servants' quarters where these zombies were coming from. It's kind of like there's a small hill, and it's just kind of like in the side of the hill. And
you
guys could have found this before. But it was much better hidden before it collapsed. So, and you guys didn't go back there. And it would have just looked like a collapsed hole.
Mm.
Huh. So, this is where they came from. It's very clear that this is where they came from.
Well, into the belly of the beast we go.
Dude. Yeah. Alright, I'm going to... I need light if we're going into something. So I'm going to... take my Everlight crystal and breathe life into it, and put it back in a little basket hanging from my wizard hat. So we have a. I could put it into into my cloak, so that way we don't like it's not shining yet. But obviously, I need to see. So it's a bright light in 20-foot and dim light for 20 after that. So obviously when it gets like too dark for me to see Kel, that's when I will turn it on.
It's dark almost immediately once you get down there.
Well.
Bing.
I turn it
on. You kind of like stumble and crawl through this widened, opening basically. It's basically been dug out by a bunch of zombies. So it's not like a cave entrance. So you guys like stumble through, and you're descending down into this hill, and eventually it kind of like opens up into a more structured cavern system, and you emerge into essentially a very narrow hallway in this cave system underneath the town. So you guys see where I have you revealed so far?
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, at this point, you definitely need light, so I know the dwarves have dark vision, Corbinian, low light?
Low light.
But then Edmund's got you guys covered for light. Anyway. You guys continue through. Reveal fog.
You're adding fog.
I added fog. And you guys open into a slightly larger opening, and in here you find a couple of strange things. There's still no movement. You don't see any zombies or any corpses, but you see just a pile of belongings, and it looks like just random keepsakes. You find the other half of the doll you found when you first entered town.
I wondered about that.
You find a belt with another short sword with the flock of ravens at the hilt. And it's just like piled in a heap. Almost like it was just put out of the way.
Huh. So that was part of a matching set then. Mm-hmm.
So now you have two of those silver short swords with the ravens, with the raven hilts.
Cool.
Looks like it was a pair that belonged to somebody.
Gotcha.
Is the pile pinging magic?
I was going to say, is it rude to do detect magic on this?
You can detect magic on it. And you do find detect magic.
There's magic! Get in there!
Kurbane just Scrooge McDucks into the pile of belongings.
Yep, you find... Let's do it this way. Roll a d6, Jake.
Me?
Yeah.
You found apathy.
I'm gonna roll my bullet chamber dice.
Nice.
Black Oak Workshop, yep. Where dice are treasure.
Black Oak Workshop. Black Oak Workshop got me a 2.
2? You find a lesser healing potion.
Oh.
Nice. So now we have a total of 3 lesser healing potions.
Oh, okay.
So I think I would recommend that everyone gets 1, except for Cabinian.
Okay, so...
So keep that in mind. Y'all each have a lesser healing potion.
Lesser healing. Yes. I will add that now.
I forget, what's that? Is it a 1... single d8 or
no? That's the better one.
It's a good one.
It's like 2d8 plus 4 or something.
2d8 plus 5. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
So beyond this heap, to the southeast, is a narrow passage that appears to be blocked by just like loose rubble, and then the way continues up to the west. As well.
To the west we go.
To the west.
So I noticed, like, I don't know if I'm reading too much into this, but the map kind of has, like, these little bright spots. Does that kind of indicate, like, egresses out of here?
It does. How astute. In that room that you were in, it appears that there was a tunneling up to above you. By your general location of where you are, you think you're under the manor now.
So we could have just kind of like dug our way through that one blackened spot and then just kind of alienated here, basically. I mean,
we wouldn't have had any really good way of doing it unless we had shovels.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I don't have a spell for that, so... Yep.
You're a middle management wizard, not a civic wizard.
Right.
That's a hard hat one. A pointy hard hat.
This will never be up to code.
So the way continues to the west until you reach what appear to be some makeshift steps that lead slightly up. And as you guys peek around, it begins to open up. Into what looks like somewhat of a shrine room, and you see a number of prisons carved into the wall. Before we get to that, I'm going to bring you to that area.
Oh, man.
I love it. Shrine, prisons in the walls.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
This is it.
Finally get to break out the track.
If you'll travel to the bottom right of the map.
Oh. So, like, scroll out.
What?
I don't see anything.
You guys can't see anything?
I think... I see like a little shadow of where you're...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see your mouse, or, like, where your mouse is.
It's, like, dark.
The fight is the game, master.
Give me vision, GM. Give me vision.
Let me see this.
I can't see shit.
You guys can't see your characters, right?
Nope.
We're also moving our little, like, mouse indicators.
Yeah, you're right over your characters.
I'm freaking out.
Can't see him.
There's just colors everywhere because we just won't stop being annoying.
Oh, I see stuff up here.
Oh. Oh. I had this all set up. I brought Corbinian on here.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, I can see. Ah. Oh.
You can see.
So now it's just Jake.
Just me.
They can't.
I punch Edmund.
Ow! Oh, he's here, guys! Guys, he's fucking here!
Oh, the zombie lord, it's right here!
It's right here!
It's just punching you.
I just shoot magic missiles aimlessly.
Jake, have you tried, like, drawing a box to try to select characters? Like, where my little thing is
oh,
right here.
Oh, okay,
the,
yeah,
the
that
right
worked for some reason. That's weird. Why did that work?
So now you can see.
What?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Draw a box and you can see again.
Yeah. All right. All right. So yeah, now I can see. Now I can see Edmund. I can see the four of us too. So.
So you continue traveling through this dungeon, this cave, and it opens into what looks like a shrine, and you hear shuffling from what look like little like makeshift prisons on the carved out of the walls. Other than that, you don't hear anything else.
Alright. I think now might be a good time to infuse our weapons with vitality. I have a couple castings, so if it turns out this area is empty, I can cast it again. So...
Everyone's got some vitality on their person, which translates to their weapons.
Cool. You're saying...
Except for you, Edmund. No vitality for you. No,
that's fine.
You said it was like, what, prisons in the wall?
Yes.
And yeah, I say let's get up yeah. there, because we can't really see them from here, right?
Not really.
Okay.
All right.
Yep, Theron and, Happy
side
arm.
By side, yep. Shield wall.
Aura is up.
Alright, you enter, stop right there. You enter this shrine area, there's a risen dais in the middle. There appears to be a rusty and bloody knife on the table up there. There are candles and onyx gem refuse spread everywhere. Oh. Large stone pillars all throughout the room. And as you enter, three armored skeleton warriors.
Oh, God.
Walk out from behind the various pillars, unsheathing their weapons, drawing their shields off of their backs. Oh. And they take up a soldier position. Let's roll for initiative.
Yeah! Oh boy, okay.
Tell us where your zombie lord is.
Tell us where your dad is.
Oh no!
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I think it's actually good that I don't go first. That way I can see what happens.
You can watch Theron almost get his head cut off again.
Mm-hmm. Sew it back on with magic.
Yeah. As one does.
Just stitch it back on, I'm fine.
All right, Theron, what'd you get?
21. Sorry.
21.
Jeb?
Oh, 13.
No, don't you have something to say?
Oh, gosh, was it a 21?
Was it 21?
20, man.
What the half yarn get? Jed, would you?
Oh, yeah, 13. I'm sorry. Yeah, I actually got a 6-7.
6-7.
Oh, my God.
21-6-7. Hitting all 21, the numbers. 6-7.
God, he said that with such confidence. It was it's so fucking funny.
It's so great that it came that way, though. I rolled a 6. I have a 7 perception. 6-7.
Oh, my God.
13.
Carinian, what'd you get?
I got 11. No jokes about that one yet, right? Nope.
Not yet.
Unless you add a 9 to it.
I killed Edmund. I took him out. All right, Edmund, what'd you get?
Well, I'm dead, so what does it matter? I got a dirty, filthy 20.
Dirty, spankable 20.
Yeah.
All right. The skeletal champion directly to your north will go first. What does he want to do? He is going to... He's just going to take 2 steps to the south. Yeah, 2 steps to the south, and he is going to raise his shield.
Oh, shit. Uh-huh.
And that's his turn. It is Theron's turn.
Okay. Theron is going to move up to meet him with 1 move action.
Okay.
And he's going to swing with his mace. His infused mace of Barasma.
Okay.
Let us hit. Oh, God. 25 to hit.
That's a hit.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Damage.
Yeah.
Okay. 6 points of damage. And whatever the holy situation is with that.
Yeah, vitality is extra 1d4.
Oh, 1d4? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull that. Oh, jeez. 2. 2 points of vitality.
Alright. It blocks the mace attack with its shield, but you do get some damage in. Alright. It uses its shield block. Alright. Anything else?
That was... One move, go up, one move there. He is also going to raise his shield.
Okay. Mm. Edmund.
Alright. Edmund wants to... Okay, first I want to know what these things are. Let me see if I'm in range of a certain spell, though. So going... This way. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. First, I want to see if I can identify what these things are, because these are much scarier than the last few things that we have seen. So, I want to try to identify with a plus 11 to my Arcana.
Okay. They look like some sort of skeletal knight, but not something you're super familiar with.
Okay. So I'm just like, these guys are skeletons. Any ideas? And then I'm going to cast Grease. Old reliable Grease. So I'm going to cast it, and... So it's going to be right... Can I draw? Oh, yes. Here we are. So it's going to be right here. So there's like a 10-foot square just to the left of the one that Mark attacked. And so if the other 2 skeletons try to approach Theron, they have to get through Grease.
Okay.
That's good.
That's really good.
And that is my turn.
All right.
these guys.
And we're about to find out if they're smart enough to avoid the Looney Tunes ass grease spell.
There. You're just gonna move. I don't know how to do that.
Alright, that one moves up to the half yarn. And
did they have to, is that alter difficult terrain? Are they climbing over it sort of situation?
Yeah, I guess you're right, there is an altar there. Alright, so he will take two.
I want you to spend those two move actions. Spend... Get up there and do nothing.
Yeah. Then, actually, he's going... Yeah, okay. He'll spend two actions to get up to the half yarn. And his last action to swing a sword.
Oh, no, they have three actions. No!
They ain't zombies.
Oh, no.
They ain't zombies at all.
Alright, that'll be...
They lost all that flesh. More limber.
23 to hit.
Clang! Right off the shield.
Yes. There it is.
Off the shield. Okay. That's his turn.
Almost had me. Almost had me. Thank God for that rune. Alright.
And now it is the Happy Yarn's turn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, so the half yarn, now engaged in combat with this skeleton here, is going to stab out with a tracing strike with his spear. Natural one. Let's go.
Oh, no.
All right.
Wait, what's the hero point situation, though?
Oh, I do have a hero point. When did we gain them again? Have I used one?
You guys got them after surviving the night.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, then I do have one.
Are you gonna use it?
Let me re-roll. I'm gonna. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You can't start a fight off with a natural
that
one.
That looks a lot better with a 24.
24 hits.
All right. That's going to be 5 points of piercing and 4 vitality.
Nice.
And a rune traced on him. A lightning rune, I'm sorry. Traced on him.
Is this called Engraving Strike?
Yeah.
What are the traits on Engraving Strike?
Hang tight. I got this information. Engraving Strike, single action. Doesn't have any features. Let's see here.
What is the text? What does the text on the ability say? Does it say you must trace a rune in all caps?
It says requirements. You are wielding a melee weapon. You draw a rune on the surface of your weapon in reverse, marking, branding, and bruising itself into your target on the next moment of impact. Make a melee strike with the weapon. On success, you trace a rune onto your target.
Is trace a rune capitalized?
Trace a rune, yeah.
That has the manipulate trait.
Oh, you'll manipulate. Okay. You coming at me?
I'm coming at you.
They got a reaction. Yep, oh. This is something that I was reading about. This could happen, yep.
24.
Oh! 24 will hit.
All right.
Oh, no.
All right, that is a hit.
So that would have been before my strike got off.
It does. Alright, so its attack is...
Where's my
dice? There it is. Not bad. 5 damage. Dookie for damage.
Okay. Does that interrupt the action?
No, only a
crit. Yeah, only a crit.
Okay. 5 damage. Got it.
And how
trading blows?
How much
here.
Damage did you do to me?
It was what I say, 5 piercing, and then 4 vitality, and then the rune is traced on.
All right. None of that piercing damage seems to have really hurt the thing.
Oh. I was wondering if that might be the case.
Mm-hmm. And anything else on your turn?
I think I'm going to he's used his reaction, so I am going to disengage and move next to Theron, kind of close ranks here.
Okay. It comes to the other skeletal minion's turn, and...
Go through that grease.
You see some Looney Tunes shit. I need to see a skeleton slip, fall, yeah. And then its bones go everywhere.
It's going to attempt to walk through.
Yes!
They're pretty limber creatures. 21.
Yeah, success.
Alright.
Boo.
Now, is it each square that they move through they gotta roll, or just one square for all?
Let's see.
He only moves through the top
solid
right
grid. Oh, okay. So he only moves through one, yep. Effectively. Yeah.
Okay. Alright, and he is going to attack out at Theron. Stop rolling like crap. Rolled like crap. No. 13.
Yeah, that's a miss.
And
yep.
Puts its
I
shield.
I would hope so.
And it raises its shield. Corbinian.
Corbinian, starting out with a lash of vitality from Pharasmus. So just go ahead and make me that fortitudinous save. Well, I just roll a butt 10
damage. Is this on
damage.
The closest one?
Courtesy of Black Oak. Yep, closest one to me.
10.
Ah, fail.
Yeah.
All right, get ready for some damage. That all is gonna go through. Oh man, I'm telling you, I always roll good at the Black Oak, and the other die that I have, not as good.
Should roll the Black Oak more.
I know, I really should. So a total of 9 vitality.
9 vitality on the bottom guy, right?
Yep, 9 on the guy bottom
that attacked
guy.
The half yarn.
And last action, I am a little worried that they're gonna come for me. Well, they might take an opportunity and try to get into a flanking position. So Corbinian is gonna be brave, and I am going to move. They already spent the reaction, so I'm going to move up. Oh, that's a bad idea.
Oh, wow.
So I'm putting myself so that they cannot get flanking, but I'm right in melee.
I mean, you can hang and bang.
For a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, to take flanking away is huge, especially if you can, swing on your own, too. So.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Back to the top of round. Round 2. The original skeletal champion's turn. And yeah, he's gonna take a couple swings at Theron. Right, yeah. Position.
What I do.
Alright, that'll play. 26.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Woo.
That'll be 4 slashing.
Okay.
Second attack. Gonna probably miss 14, and it will raise its shield.
Oh, quick question for you.
Yep.
Because I don't do this, I had my shield raised, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as long as it doesn't get through the hardness, it doesn't take damage, right?
Right.
Okay, then he would have used a shield block for that 4 damage.
Oh,
it was
because
it
would have just
absorbed 8 damage. So yeah, you absorb 4, and then the other 4 hits both your shield and you.
Oh, understood.
So you have to track your shield HP, and you have to take damage.
Okay. I'm just doing that right now. I thought it only did 4 damage. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Weak ass slash there.
4 to you. Yeah. It absorbs 4 the shield, 4 to you. And then make sure you reduce your shield's HP. I don't know what your shield's HP is.
20 right now.
Okay, so it breaks at 10.
Yep.
Theron, you're up.
Alright, he's gonna swing back.
I mean, shit. So he's just gonna take his infused mace. Goddamn, good again. 27 hit. The one that just hit me.
That's a hit. Whew.
Beautiful. Damage. 6 points of damage again. Vitality will be. Oh, 1 point of vitality damage.
Alright, it absorbs a good amount of that mace hit, but you still do some damage on him, including the vitality.
Okay. And what he'll do at this... Shit, now I'm just thinking about this. I'm like, oh shit, because using... Well, it doesn't say manipulate. I was thinking about doing Flying Flame against him. It doesn't say manipulate, but...
Using Impulses.
Similar spells... If they say similar spells, they get more powerful, but...
Impulse levels, impulse blasts. Elemental blast is attack, impulse, kinetic power. No, it doesn't look like it. Okay. Unless your impulses have to concentrate.
Nothing that I mean, it doesn't indicate that.
For okay, yeah, it looks like you're fine.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Okay, so he is going to throw... no, he has to drop the mace as a free action. And throws out his hand, and the Hammer of Torag comes out. And, I mean, it will hit both of them, so they have to both roll reflex.
Alright. They both have to roll it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got a line on them, technically.
First one got a 23.
Yeah. Okay.
And the second one, 13.
Okay. So it was 8 points of damage. So one takes the one that passed was 4, and the other one takes full 8 fire damage.
Alright, the first one appears to not be flinched by it at all. The one to your left, though, takes some damage.
Okay.
Hmm.
So they're resisting the fire, not...
Yep.
Could just be some blanket immunities, too.
Yeah, I just had no idea. Yep, that's all my actions.
Alrighty.
Edmund.
Okay, so Edmund sees Corbinian put himself out there, so he's going to try and help him the best that he can. Does Corbinian want blur?
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I know you can, like, you know, swing here, but like I kind of feel like, okay, if you take damage, if he does swing on you, then he'll be ready for blur. But okay. He is just going to take a telekinetic projectile, and so he just grabs a rock, you know, from the ground, and it just starts swinging. And it just starts floating above his head, and he just launches it at the skeleton that Corbinian just approached. So rock goes out. Natural 16 on the die for a 25.
That's a hit.
Okay. So this is gonna be what damage type did I pick up there, Kel?
Roll a d6.
Okay. 6.
You got slashing.
Slashing. Okay.
Nice sharp rock.
Alright. Yeah. Okay. Damage going out is nice. 12 points of slashing damage.
Alright. Definitely get some damage through. Yeah, this thing didn't have its shield up, so...
Okay. I don't really have, like, a one action. I guess, could I just try another knowledge check? Just
yeah.
Because? Okay. I probably should have did that first one.
11?
Oh, or 10. Yeah, plus 11 for Arcana.
All right, these are known as skeletal champions.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're raised... They were probably raised by Harlot Grant, and they have a couple of resistances. They have resistance to slashing, piercing, fire, electricity, and cold.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Okay. You see, as the Eben sort of lists that stuff off, and when he says cold, he just goes, fuck. May or may not be a really cool spell that he has. Okay, that is my turn.
All right, it comes to that skeletal champion's turn. It goes to raise its sword to Corbinian, and then you hear a door open to the north.
Oh!
And a man steps out. And he goes,
Or bones for the heap.
And we'll see you next time.
Oh my god.
He's so ugly.
Ew. Look at him. He's got a sight.